surprisingly okay about it, actually, to be honest.
What was the performance like? Obviously, I'm stuck in the studio, couldn't see the game. Sounded like Felicien had chances, weren't able to take advantage of them.
That's true, yeah. I felt that it's always a tough game going to Wobsall, isn't it? The first game of the season, you know, so it was a big challenge for us and quite a lot of new players coming in. But I felt we went really well. We started off very brightly and scored the first try. I thought, oh, we're looking pretty good here. Then things went a little bit wobbly, gave a few penalties away. George Stokes caned us quite a bit on the penalty count, and I think it ended up 11-4. And it was the classic penalty try, put Bradford back into it, and they were on the ascendancy then. But, yeah, you can look back to certain points in the game where we if things would have just, if we'd have acted a little bit differently, that that we could have won that game.
So generally, despite the defeat, a positive outlook then?
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling positive. I think John Sharp talking after the game was positive about it as well. Like I say, he wasn't happy with the penalties that we gave away to let Bradford back into it. And but yeah, I mean, the things that I'm really impressed with are the way that we hunt in packs of two and three in defence this year. That's something that we've not had at Featherstone for a couple of seasons. And Bradford, we made them a bit worried with our defensive efforts. So yeah, it wasn't as clear-cut as the scoreline suggested.
I know the dual-reg agreement with Leeds is a hot topic with some, but I guess when you add players like Mitch A. Church to the squad, a very experienced player, and some young players like Ash Hanley and Jordan Baldwinson, who plenty is expected of them in the future, it must be good to have those players on board. But the players who are Featherstone Rovers players, 100% more than showing their worth this afternoon.
They certainly did. And dual reg is a contentious issue. It's a bit like Marmite. I think people love it or hate it. And I've got to confess myself, I'm not a massive fan of it. But having said that, Mitch A. Church had a really good game today for us. And, I mean, Jordan Baldwinson, we kind of think of him as ours. Anyway, with him being here on a season-long loan last year, Ash Handley went okay on the wing as well. But, yes, in terms of the Featherstone players, quite a few had a decent game. And I'm quite excited about the half-back pairing of Anthony Thackeray and Carl Briggs going forward this season. And I think that partnership will only grow stronger. And you could see some areas of creativity from those two today. They're still not gelling fantastically together, but I think as the season goes on, we'll get ever stronger.
Now, I'm looking at the fixtures, and next week, obviously disappointing with the result today, but home game against Batley, who somehow managed to beat Lee Centurions this afternoon. So obviously it was going to be tough anyway against John Keir's men, but and an extra bit of spice on next weekend's game.
It will make a bit of spice, and I do like Batley. They're a great team, a great club, and I'm so pleased that they beat Lee today, to be honest. And I half expected it with all the ups and downs that Lee have had over the last couple of weeks, with Paul Rowley resigning, and there's a lot of backroom gossip going on, isn't there, Lee? And I did half expect that this would happen. And the Mount's never an easy place to go to, and the first game in early February, it'd be horrendous conditions. So yeah, but, I mean, we beat Batley with the infamous Sean Ainscough sort of mistake on the final hooter. So actually last season, Batley were the better team, but we ended up beating them. So they'll be wanting to write that, I think, going into next Sunday.
It's one of these strange things. Obviously, last season, you end the season lifting a trophy in the Championship Shield, but that's a competition that obviously no one involved at Featherstone wants to be in this season. And aiming for the top four, is that a realistic proposition after what you've seen today and in pre-season as well?
I think it is. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, Halifax have beaten Whitehaven really well today, haven't they? And Halifax will be really confident going into this season. And you've got Sheffield going full-time alongside Bradford and Lee. So they're our main contenders for that top four spot, as was last year. Not sure about London. I don't think they'll be a massive threat, but we've got to look for top four. That's got to be our goal. And if we make it, it's a complete bonus to us. But that's certainly the goal of John Sharp and all the team.
And where do you think Bradford will end up this year? Obviously, winning out by just 10 points this afternoon against your side. But I guess with Lee losing today, having gone into the season wanting to remain unbeaten, Bradford will now be the hot favourites for that title. But as you say, with the likes of Halifax and Sheffield out there as well, there's plenty of teams to challenge them throughout the year, as well as Featherstone, of course.
I think there are, and it's, I think it's difficult to say just after one game how teams will go. You know, I mean, this has been an upset for Lee, but you'll have to see how they go come back from that now. You know, whether they pick themselves up, dust themselves down, and then go unbeaten the rest of the season, I'm not sure. But I think Bradford will be looking certainly for a top two position, and rightly so with the squad that they've got, the money that they've spent on the squad, and the fact that they are a full time outfit. And it's always going to make a difference, is that.
If we didn't make predictions after the first game, where would we be? And read far too much into one performance. We did it with pre-season, let alone the first game of the season. Joanne, thank you very much for your time this evening. We'll catch up with you again next week, if that's okay, after that game against Batley.
Absolutely fine. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Excellent stuff. Joanne Fitzpatrick there. Featherstone Rovers fan reflecting on that defeat today away at the Bradford Bowl.